When Mark Twain was a young boy, he spent his days watching steamboats float down the river in the small town of Hannibal, Missouri, dreaming of one day riding the riverway as a steamboat pilot. Upon a boat he stepped one day, and his naive, uneducated eyes saw pure magic. Graceful curves, reflected images, woody heights, soft distances, and over the whole scene, far and near, the dissolving light drifted steadily, enriching it every passing moment with new marvels of coloring. He saw beauties and charms which the moon and the sun and the twilight wrought upon the river's face. He witnessed the most stunning of sunsets, turning the water to blood, red hue brightened into gold, surface broken by the boiling, tumbling rings, painted, tinted as opal. When one day he achieved his dream of becoming a steamboat pilot, able to read the river like a book, he looked back upon the river and realized he had lost something. All the grace, the beauty, the poetry were gone. The faintest dimple on the river's surface, once just a dimple, at once looked hideous, grim to the pilot's eye. Dimple spelled wreck or rock buried below the water's face. To the pilot, the sun no longer meant sunset, sun meant wind tomorrow. The floating log no longer just driftwood, log meant rising water. The slanting mark on the water's face no longer silent, it screamed to the pilot, reef below. All romance and charm of the river's face let go. Every feature spelled not beauty, but information. Navigation safely was the pilot's sole purpose. When I was a young girl, I fell in love not with water, but with people. Wanting not to sail down the trail of the Mississippi, the tales of people, tales of joy and pain and triumph, poverty, tales of healing is what begged at my heart. Not a man piloting from the dock, but a dock piloting a man, a patient. Patience, you know, the road to becoming a doctor is longer than the Mississippi, but I see such beauty in the human soul. Resilience in the humankind, plasticity of the human mind, such grace in the way a baby takes her first steps, strength in the hands of a mother as her brother takes his last breath. I am inspired by the chance of this profession to create the space for these moments of expression, to find people time or prime them for news, what to choose when medicine has nothing to offer you. There is such sacredness and mystery in life, lives every day. Just yesterday, I saw a nurse walking a man with an IV pole, strolling, smiling as they passed Houston Hall. And just yesterday, a woman, perhaps 88, no aid, hair grayed, face intent, focused upon her pickings of wild flowers and weeds in a black basket. Who knows where she's going along the Schuylkill River Trail? A couple huddled together on a bench, girl caressing a curly redhead, the boy face distressed like he had something on his mind. Rewind to the homeless man, huddled in his tent under Market Street Bridge, a bridge stay at the shelter, sweltering heat or cold winter. I never knew which I'd prefer. They say, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. Rectify your ears, the way you hear and the way you speak. Can you repeat that word? Medicalization. Sound it out now. The process by which human conditions and problems come to be defined and treated as medical conditions. Medicalization. I've begun to accept this new language of medicine, where fever and sweats become hyperpyrexia and diaphoresis, and where pearl refers not to the sea's precious gem, but to pupillary examinations. When the person right in front of you is lost among tests and differentials, procedural complications, presentations behind computer screens and teams trying to nail the diagnoses, know this. Most mornings, I wish I could change the things I see in the world, but never the way I see the world. The way I see people. As people. Not problems atomized, stories bound neatly into plotted lines and Kaplan-Meier curves. Predictable endings, attendings, neutral to the brutal but blinded to the beauty. You see, I don't want the eyes of a steamboat pilot. gazing upon the river's face. There are two views of every patient. Tell me, Doc, what do you see?